This is an iHeart podcast.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, if you missed any part of the show, the whole thing's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We still have to get to The Sky is Green, the election software guy who just got arrested for handing stuff to China. We have Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, the whole election interference thing, all that and still so much more coming up. But here's what I want to do first. I'm going to focus on myself. I got this. What, Chris? I got this email. Are you really 6'8"? I listen to your show every single night on my way to my UPS night shift job after working all day long in as a dental hygienist in a dental office. I just absolutely love everything you say. I am really 6'8", 1'2". You do forget. You forget that there are people out there working 2-3 jobs now, just trying to stay afloat. So salute to you. That's awesome. And I will tell you, I love stories like that. I love stories of making your day better. Just getting off one job, going to another job, making your day a little bit better for 20 minutes on the way to the job. I like that. What, Chris? Chris, I don't know why you have to bring up this stuff that hurts my feelings. Yes, people will see me do this. If you ever run into me, you'll see me do this. I bang my head on door frames so many times because in door frames can be 6'6", 6'5", 6'6", and I'm 6'8". I have hit my head on door frames so many times. If you see me walk through a door, I know Chris and Michael see me do it a bunch. I will cock my head to the side as I walk through the door. Kind of like do that cock your head to the side thing. I don't know that I'm doing it. I've hit my head so many times in my 41 years. It's just instinctive. I cock my head to the side. I have this, you know, I'm balding, right? That's not exactly news. Anybody who's seen me knows my hairline is retreating towards my ears. It's going gray. And it's getting thinner on top. It's just a big old disaster. It's one big disaster. Once my head is fully bald, I'm worried of what I'm going to discover up there. There have to be so many. Oh, Chris said dents. There have to be so many little dents and scars. I've hit my head so many times in my lifetime because the world is not made for 6'8" people, nor should it be because it's not the norm. They didn't know there was going to be this Adonis out there, Chris.
Buenas tardes.
Buenas tardes to you, Chris, if you don't like it. Dear vacation man. You know what? That's not nice. None of these trips have been a vacation, okay? They've all been work trips. Work trips. With $75 tequila. You asked for embarrassing phobias last night. When I was 14, this is a great one, I watched Predator with my teenage friends. I acted like a tough guy, but for 2 weeks, I slept with the light on. I'm 49 years old, and sometimes I still see Predator sitting in the room and visibly watching me. I've watched every horror movie known to man and never had nightmares, but Predator has stuck with me. I'd never tell a soul about this because it's so embarrassing, but now I take solace in sharing my story with the front man for deleterious consequences. Maybe you can write a song about it, says Buenas Tardes.
Buenas Tardes.
Buenas Tardes to you. Chris, I feel like I could write a song about that. Those singer-songwriter juices are already Predator by my bed. I feel like this is going to be something good that's really going to catch on here. Now, before we get to singer-songwriting stuff, I mean, I know that's probably above your head, but before we get to that, I want to get to this. We've talked a lot. We talk about a bunch of stuff, but one of the things that we talk about all the time that we really need, what we need is not all the Democrats to come around. Most Democrats aren't going to come around. Older ones can, the sane ones. Most of the younger ones are never going to come around. What we need is the normal friend of yours, the normal neighbor of yours, your normal cousin, your normal brother. who really has your value system and wants what you want out of life and wants what you want for the country and things like that. But he says this, she says this, oh, I don't do politics. No politics. I'm not really involved. We need those people to awaken. Why? Because if you're the type of person who, quote, doesn't do politics, in this day and age, our system is so rotted, so dishonest, so corrupt, you live in a world of make-believe. And you don't even know it. You don't even know it. I'm going to play for you what Dome said about her handing out hurricane belief. I'm just going to play this. This is the audio. This is Vice President Dome.
It is our lowest income communities and our communities of color that are most impacted by these extreme conditions and impacted by issues that are not of their own making.
And so women.
Absolutely. And so we have to address this in a way that is about giving resources based on equity.
Communities of color, women, communities, and then have to distribute resources based on equity. That is what you heard, right? That is what you heard? Now, what I just played that for you, and you know what you might be saying? Well, Jesse, you played that a couple days ago when she said it. Jesse, you've already played that this week. Yes, here's the thing. This is important for you to come to this conclusion. You already have heard that. You already knew that. You listen to the world-famous Jesse Kelly show every single night. You know that. Your neighbor didn't hear that. Your neighbor doesn't listen to my show. Your neighbor doesn't go searching for the truth for things. Your neighbor gets home from work. If he even watches at all, he'll sit down and turn on the news, NBC, ABC, for 15 minutes. This is an article today. This is a real article. You know my theory, my sky is green theory, how they can convince half the country, at least, of something that is easily verifiably false. Headline, Harris comments on addressing climate inequity misrepresented. And this is what they say at the top of it. Claim. The claim is that Vice President Kamala Harris said that Hurricane Ian relief will be distributed based on race, with communities of color receiving aid first. Again, this is what she said.
It is our lowest income communities and our communities of color that are most impacted by these extreme conditions and impacted by issues that are not of their own making.
And so women.
Absolutely. And so we have to address this in a way that is about giving resources based on equity.
AP's assessment, again, this is the Associated Press. Your neighbor, your cousin, your brother, your sister, your mom, who, no, I don't do politics. I'd rather watch the game. Is the Yankee game on? The AP, they determined that that was false, that the claim that she was going to hand that out, that was false. You want to talk about sky is green. It's not as if this was heard from a guy who heard from a guy who heard from a guy type thing. We have her on videotape. You're listening to the audio. She's on video saying the words. The Associated Press, maybe the biggest, most powerful news agency in the world, determined that's false. That is what I mean about waking up normal people, waking them up from their slumber to what is going on and just how dishonest and rotted everything is. I mean, on one hand, you can blame them, right? You want them, you want to shake them, wake up and pay attention. I do. I know you do. On the other hand, you can kind of understand, at least I can, man, if you grow up in a normal country, and if you're an adult now, 40s, 50s, the country's been fairly normal. If you grew up in a normal country, it's quite a leap for you to all of a sudden have to make that what you see on the news at night, ABC, NBC, CBS, what you see on the news at night, they're not biased. It's not, you know, adjusted. They're flat out lies. Half the country still believes Donald Trump colluded with Russia. Half of the United States of America thinks Donald Trump called Nazis at Charlottesville very fine people. That is on videotape what Donald Trump said. It couldn't be easier to verify that that's false. It's on video. Anybody in the world can go see it. Half the country believes it's false. Half the country believes Donald Trump called for his supporters to go into the Capitol on January 6th. Donald Trump's speech, because he was president, it was on television. It's right there for everybody to see. We need your neighbor, your brother, your cousin to wake up to the level of corruption and dishonesty. That's the real challenge we face. Getting the people who share your values to wake up. All right. Emails and we have problems with our elections. Hang on.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry, we're not going anywhere. No more having to leave town. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now, wait a minute. I'm losing my voice. I got it back. I almost died just now on the air. What, Chris? You can't. Look, as a band frontman, you have to protect your vocal cords. This guy says, "Dear Jesse Hemingway, obviously, when you get the band up and running, you will need an opener. Why? Who would you ask to come tour with deleterious consequences? Would you make Chris and Michael dress up and wear costumes on stage? Please make band t-shirts." And okay. Yeah, Chris and Michael will definitely have to wear costumes of some kind of mask, too. I'm not going to share the glory of the band. All right. They could wear something, some kind of like helmets. Aren't there those weirdo freaks who wear the helmets and play the music? You guys can wear helmets of some kind, like bike helmets or something like that. I don't think I want an opener. I mean, who would be better to open for me than me? I feel like if I got an opener for the band, I feel like it would take something away from it. Jesse, I have a 15-year-old. She has to go to a government school. I've always been very involved in her education. I correct all the crap and lies they feed her every day. Some of her teachers still sit behind plexiglass. That says it all. I have you on the radio every night as we wind our day down. She may act like she's not listening, but I know she is. Thanks for the laughs and an awesome show. My child will never be brainwashed by these teachers. That's from Christine. I'll tell you, I brought up the, just last segment, I brought up the waking up your neighbor, waking up your cousin, waking up normal people to how bad it is right now. I do have some mercy, at least for the previous generation of parents, that they genuinely didn't know that our schools were full of communist subversive teachers who were out there trying to wreck kids. Parents today, there's enough information out there. Wake them up. It's not hard to find 1,000 videos, 1,000 things out there showing what these monsters do and say to kids. Wake them up. Wake these parents up. There's no excuse. I love that you're involved with it. By the way, I also love that we have a little Joe Biden montage.
I got raised in the black church. He knows I'm not kidding.
I got my education for real in the black church. And that's not hyperbole. It's a fact.
I probably went to shul more than many of you did.
You all think I'm kidding. He can tell you I'm
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home politically. I just have one thing to say. Hang on.
All right. I forgot when he was talking to the room full of Latinos when he played the what was that song? Despacho or something?
There you go. Dance a little bit, Joe. Come on.
Aren't these people ever embarrassed by themselves? Aren't they embarrassed? Oh, speaking of, we have a new Fetterman update.
Yeah, I mean, he's obviously a smart person.
Yeah, he's not doing great either. All right, let's get to this. Jesse, our master bedroom had a leak. We had a plumber come fix the problem. Equipment and constant loud noise forced us to sleep in the guest room. After, you know what? Actually, I need to say something on this real quick before I go on and read the rest of this email. I've brought this up a bunch. I'm going to keep bringing it up on the show. If you're worried about your kids today and finding a field that's going to pay, it's not the easiest thing in the world to sell them on plumber or HVAC or being an electrician, right? You say the word plumber, your kid thinks he's going to be swimming in turds his whole life. You have any idea how much money your kids can make in the trades? Especially as the trades, the people who are in these trades, if you go look at the ages, they're all in their 60s. They're aging out. They're all rich and they're aging out. There's a golden opportunity there if you choose a different path. Now, here's the problem with it, though. If you choose this path, if you send your child to a trade school, I mean, sure, they're going to work and learn a skill, probably be financially independent, probably be a millionaire one day, at least could be, definitely could be, the guys who start up their own shop early 30s. And no, they're not going to have any school debt, and they're not going to be brainwashed by these university campuses. And all that stuff's good. I realize all that stuff is good, but it's important we should also acknowledge the bad. Let's talk about the bad. If you don't send your kid to a university, you won't be able to brag to your friends about where Aiden went to school. And isn't that the most important part of being a parent? Being able to brag to people about your kids so you can make yourself look good? That's way more important than what's actually good for your child, right? All right, quit. All right, I'm going to get to the CEO stuff. Before I get to that, let's save you a little bit of money on your phone service. You're sending money every month to Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile. And I'm not going to judge because I've had all three of them. All three companies I've had them. My last one was T-Mobile. But these companies despise you. You're mad that they're stuffing a lesbian in the new Scooby-Doo movie? You're paying for that stuff. Every single month you send your bill, you send your check to Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile. Pure Talk would never do that to you and your values, ever. Their CEO is a veteran, loves this country. They love the country so much, their customer service is based right here in America. You actually get to speak to an American who speaks English. It takes less than 10 freaking minutes to switch, less than 10 minutes. And right now, on top of all the money you would already save, average family saves over $900 a year, when you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly, you'll save 50% off your first month on top of everything else. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. All right. I'm sorry, I have to play it again.
I got raised in the black church. He knows I'm not kidding.
I got my education for real in the black church. And that's not hyperbole, it's a fact.
I probably went to shul more than many of you did.
You all think I'm kidding. He can tell you I'm
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home politically.
I just have one thing to say. Hang on.
All right. I'm sorry. I had to play it again.
Buenas tardes.
Me and you both, Joe. We are out there with the best of them. All right, the CEO, China. Why do they have data on our poll workers? Uh-oh. Hang on.
Hey there. I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Breaking! This is from the Post Millennial. CEO of U.S. election software firm Konich, arrested for storing data on servers in China. Eugene Yu, he's the CEO, he's been arrested. He was arrested in Lansing, Michigan. Prosecutors are alleging He stored the information on poll workers, critical personal information on poll workers. It's being stored in China. Now, I'm not going to spend forever on this because it's a really, really tangled web. But let's see if we can wrap our minds around this now. China, they have openly stated they're our enemy. Remember, China's not coy about this. It's a weird situation that they produce a bunch of cheap crap and we buy a bunch of their cheap crap. So we need them and they need us. And that's kind of how it works. But they've also come out and said they want to be number one in the world. They said by 2050, they even gave us a date. By 2050, they want to have supplanted the USA as number one in the world. We also know this. China has these Confucius Institutes across college campuses where they're teaching kids about the beauties of communism. That's your child. Congratulations. It's only costing you $50,000 a year to have the Chinese educate your children on how bad America sucks. Okay, so we have that. We have them making and editing our movies. And we have them involved in our elections. Now, it's a very fair question to ask, just how many people out there are involved in attacking our elections? Clearly, China is involved in some way. Let's hope we get down to the bottom of that. I can think of a whole bunch of reasons why China would want the personal information of poll workers here in America. Easy to contact somebody, bribe somebody, threaten somebody, all kinds of things. Let's set that aside. But it goes beyond that. You do remember Tony Bobulinski, right? Tony Bobulinski, he came out, he's still out there, and he's talking about the FBI, how he reached out to the FBI, and nobody got back to him again. He had a long sit-down with Tucker Carlson. He told the FBI, I have all this information showing that Joe Biden is the chairman of a criminal organization, the Biden family.
I met with Joe multiple times.
Yes.
And now, subsequent to the election, he's now the sitting president of the United States. But there are hundreds of data points that Joe Biden was acting in a capitalistic term, I would say the chairman. The chairman of J.P. Morgan doesn't take 8 meetings down with the people, you know, analyzing companies. The chairman serves a purpose, right? He's a figurehead. He shows up at meetings, shakes hands, advises, you know, has faith in his team. Effectively, that was Joe Biden's role in the Biden family business ventures and around the world. And not just my venture. I met with him multiple times.
We knew all this before the election. The FBI didn't ignore it. They actively covered it up. They approached Facebook and told them before the story broke. They approached Facebook and told them because they'd been wiretapping people and monitoring people's texts and emails. They knew the story was going to break. They preemptively went over to Facebook and told them to censor the story. The story that Joe Biden is on the take. Now combine that with this. Biden's Delaware visitors shrouded in mystery as Secret Service insists no records exist. Joe Biden has spent, they call it 28% of his presidency in Delaware. He goes home to Delaware almost every weekend. The White House itself, if he was at the White House has visitor logs. You're required to have a log. Who comes, who goes. That is information that is made public to the American people, that you deserve that. That is by law. You get access to that. Joe Biden has spent more than a quarter of his time meeting with people, not only not disclosing it, the Secret Service is covering it up. Now, what exactly are we supposed to believe about the security of our elections? If the Chinese are involved in it, if Joe Biden's taking secret meetings and payoffs with our worst enemy, China, we don't know who he's meeting. Hunter Biden, do keep in mind, this is another little tidbit many people have chosen to forget. Hunter Biden is out there making really, really crappy artwork, and he's making crappy artwork and getting paid up to $500,000 a piece for the art. And we are told we're not allowed to know who is selling him the art. My question to you is, Who runs this country? Who runs our elections? We know the Chinese are involved in some way in the elections. We know the FBI, Mark Zuckerberg admitted it, the FBI is involved in our elections. Telling Facebook to censor a story that makes Joe Biden look bad, that's the FBI cheating in elections. That's what they are. So we have the Chinese, we have the FBI, we have potentially Joe Biden himself. We know Hillary Clinton got involved with this whole thing. Do keep in mind the Hunter Biden stuff. When it came out, not only did the FBI go tell Facebook to censor it, 51 former intelligence officials with the United States, that means CIA, came out and said it was Russian disinformation, which was an outright lie. Just how many entities are involved with our elections? And when I say involved, I mean manipulating our elections. You don't have to believe in ballot mules dropping off 100,000 ballots at midnight to give Joe Biden the edge to know what's right in front of your face. These people are trying to make your vote not count. Why do I hear nothing but crickets out of the GOP? Why? How are we going to let this go on right up to the point where we don't own any other seats in the government at all? Is that what we're going to do? All right. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And do keep in mind, these are the Bond movie villains behind all this stuff.
Is the fourth industrial revolution a job destroyer or a job creator?
It is certainly short-term a job destroyer.
You will own nothing and be happy. The people manipulating elections, they have that goal for you and for me. Scary stuff. All right, all right. And you also do remember the education secretary.
I share your grave concerns about maintaining access to contraception and reproductive health services on our college campuses.
This is why I tell you about preborn. Because young women today are told at every angle, every single entity tells women today, just abort it, just abort it, just abort it. You don't need it. Just abort it. It'll ruin your life. Just abort it, abort it, abort it. They have precious few entities out there telling them, hey, there's another option for you. Hey, 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 how about come in for an ultrasound, a free ultrasound? Preborn is giving scared young women free ultrasounds. They're out there competing with these abortion mills. They'll set up shop right across from them and say, hey, 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 how about a free ultrasound? And when these young ladies, when they choose that ultrasound, they overwhelmingly choose life. They're looking at their baby on a screen. It is natural for a mother to choose life. Preborn wants me, wants the show, wants you and me, I guess I should say it's not me, to save 5,000 babies. An ultrasound costs $28. It saves a baby's life. $28 to save the life of a unique God-breathed soul. $140 saves five of them. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and save a life today. $28. preborn.com/Jesse. Or maybe you want to just do it on your phone, that's fine. Dial #250 and say the keyword baby. All right? preborn.com/Jesse. Go, let's save some lives. Talk about putting your money where your morals are. I'm pro-life. I don't like this abortion. I don't like these monsters. All right, well, let's give these young women something to grab a hold of because they don't know. Everyone does. This is one of the frustrating things for you and me. People who don't pay attention and they don't sift through all the stories of the day like you do, they don't know the truth about anything now because every part of our system is designed to lie to them. No, no, your car is changing the planet. No, the border is secure. Nope, better murder that baby or you got no chance. They don't have access. Well, they do. They just choose not to use it. They don't have access to the truth that you know. All right. We have headlines I didn't get to. I'm going to get to a couple more emails. Hang on.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show. Don't worry. We'll be right back here tomorrow entertaining the masses. Chris, you know who we haven't heard from forever? I miss her. Maria Salazar and her deep, deep knowledge of foreign policy.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? Do you have to shoot down Russian planes? I mean,
of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
That's just too great. It is. Everyone's concerned about nuclear weapons, and we talked about this last night a little bit. Nuclear weapons, Russia's threatening them, Russia's doing this, we're threatening them back. I had this moment last night. I probably shouldn't have said anything, but I said it publicly, where it does occur to me that the Russians, the country with the most nuclear weapons in the world, they're led by a bunch of psychopaths. I mean, Putin wants to emulate Stalin. That's part of the reason he's in Ukraine. He wants to reunite the Soviet Union. So they're led by a bunch of psychos, and we are led by the dumbest people on the planet. So we have idiots, they have psychos, and these are the people who are in charge of nuclear weapons. Oh, another little creepy audio bit. I want to talk about people who don't have your best interest at heart. I want you to listen very closely to this. This is the UN.
Digital transformation is changing the way we manage our data, our information, our interactions, and our identities online. The United Nations is ready to digitally transform how it deals with identity, with a system to streamline information sharing by providing its personnel with a universal system-wide identity solution. Introducing the UN Digital ID, a unique and digital identity for UN personnel from the day you join to the day you part. All of your personal, HR, medical, travel, security, payroll, and pension data in the palm of your hand, giving you full control on what you share and with whom. With blockchain and biometrics, the UN Digital ID makes verification efficient, secure, transparent, immutable, portable, and universal. Imagine a regional field officer has just joined the UN. She uses the mobile app to obtain a digital wallet, stored securely in her smartphone and only accessible to her with biometrics. Even better than a physical wallet, she can store all her credentials issued by any UN organization in her digital wallet. She has immediate access to course certificates, travel clearances from UNDSS.
Yeah, I'm not going to play the whole thing. All of your information, your pay, your medical information, every single thing about you on one app. And this is not some tiny weird tech company. This is the United Nations. I'm telling you what, buckle up for this stuff. All right. One more thing. I read you that heartbreaking email at the very beginning of the show about how the doctors at the hospital ignored that young man and killed that young man, but by their negligence. It's going to be difficult for you and me to adjust to the fact we have medical institutions now that we cannot trust. You just do. The chances are strong that your doctor's an idiot or a hack. Maybe he's good. I hope he's good. But you have to consider the possibility he's strong. So what do we do about that, right? Am I supposed to go get my own medical degree? No. It's obviously not an option for most. I certainly am not smart enough to even pass the schooling. What we have to do is we have to be more proactive with our own health. With our own health. Fellas, your testosterone is everything. Not only does it make you feel better, energy and all that, we're talking about your health here. Ladies, you need a female vitality stack from Chalk. Fellas, you need a male vitality stack from Chalk. And more than just that, that's the one I talk about the most because that's what I love. I take the male vitality stack. But they have an endless supply of natural herbal supplements. U.S. manufacturing. Step away from the big pharma filth and go sign up. Sign up for a subscription to Chalk. They're doing 35% off subscriptions right now for the lifetime of the subscription. And I need to clarify, you can cancel this at any time. This is not some gym. Oh, sorry, should have read the fine print. Cancel it at any time. These are the guys I can trust. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We have to be more proactive now. Get to this one email before I get to headlines. Future King of Congress. Since we know the low T GOP will not dismantle the FBI because they might be called mean names, do you think the base could at least push them to use the power of the purse to minimally fund the essentials of government and not a dollar more? Absolutely not. In fact, they just signed a bill to give the FBI a nice big raise. It was just recently. Many Republicans signed on for this bill. No, I mean, don't get me wrong. They're all talking tough right now because they know you're mortified by the Cheka. But no. They'll not only keep signing them over all of your money, they'll give them raises. They'll be out there. You'll see Lindsey Graham on TV tonight. The great men and women of the FBI as they surround and destroy us.
And now,
here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Elon Musk agrees to Twitter buy at $54.20 a share. I don't know what that means. It's probably a lot of money. He was buying it before he wasn't buying it. I don't know how I'm supposed to interpret any of this stuff at all. I know a lot of people on the right are really happy. A lot of scumbags on the left are really mad. So I guess probably in the end, it's a good thing. Look, celebrities, politicians, billionaires, treat them all like rental cars. Use them for whatever you can and then drop them off and never think about it again. That philosophy has served me well. Walker campaign. This is Herschel Walker. Fundraising surges for Herschel after media attacks. Again, that's Herschel Walker running in Georgia. Herschel Walker is going to win the Senate race in Georgia. And one thing I will say, Republicans in general are getting a lot better at not caving, not falling for the October surprise that always seems to come. Remember when Donald Trump was about to be elected? And then in October, all of a sudden, there was this bombshell where every woman on the face of the planet tried to come out and say she'd been assaulted by Trump, and it all turned out to be crap. I remember the weenies on the right, the politicians and pundits on the right, who immediately began to going, oh my, this is just terrible. And I'm looking at them saying, this is a Democrat hack job. We're not grown up enough to realize what this is. U.S. official gives update on active sabotage against Russian Nord Stream pipelines. I don't believe anything John Kirby said at all. I don't believe anything that comes out of our government. I don't believe anything Russia says. I don't believe anything America says, because they're all full of a bunch of dirtball liars, and not one of them, not in Russia and not in America, have my best interests at heart at all. And if you didn't learn that lesson through 2 years of them destroying you through COVID, well, you're an idiot. Alec Baldwin settles with the slain Rust cinematographer's family. I forgot Alec Baldwin killed a lady really recently. That is, well, I mean, he's always been a jerk. All right. My email address. It's jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All your emails. I should clarify. They all go to Chris. I don't even have, I mean, I probably do. Chris, do I even have access to that? Could I look at it if I wanted to? I don't think I do either. So whatever. They all go to Chris. He prints them all out for me, and then I read the emails. I really generally don't do a lot of the stuff online. Oh, Jesse, you need to log in and do training online. Chris can probably do that. All right, I'll be back tomorrow, okay? That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.